DOT Mobile.
DOT KM4 in APA. Good morning, Tim.
How you doing today?
Can't complain. I'm getting it done. How was your Father's Day?
Feel good. We had a good time together. Went up to Mike's place, hung out there after church, and had some good eating. We did do one Dutch oven full of chicken and potatoes and green beans and sweet potatoes, and man, that stuff turned out real good. Then had a whole bunch of other stuff. But yeah, just kind of relaxed all afternoon yesterday. Didn't really do much of nothing else.
Nothing special on my end. I got to see my boys, all three of them, Saturday. So when I got to see all three of them together, my Father's Day was over with.
Good. Good. Got them all together in one place for a day. Yeah, not bad at all.
I'm about Shelly making a meatloaf and brother-in-law smoking it. Did he do that this go around, or is that going to be later on?
We did that this time. Mike smoked one, and then Jared smoked another one, and man, they turned out really good.
Tried. I like meatloaf. I've never had it smoked. I'm going to have to give it a try.
Yeah, that was the first time I think any of us had it smoked, except for the one guy that had told us about it. He was up there, but everybody else, I think it was the first time we'd gone down that road. But yeah, it was real good.
Turned out good for everybody. They ate like some good food.
We had a little bit of everything yesterday. Man, Rebecca had made corn pudding and baked beans, and then we had, you know, like two different kinds of potato salad and macaroni salad, and wow, that was just like scratching the surface. There was a whole mess of stuff, like one of them summer pea salads, and several other things. I mean, man, there's food everywhere.
Said pea salad, you got my attention real big. I love a good pea salad.
That one was real good. I can't remember who made that. It might have been Shelly that made that one. Yeah, that one turned out real good.
No, my cucumbers are now hanging from the rafters.
Oh, yeah, I cannot do, I'm going to do something different next year. I'm going to probably try one of them towers for some of those types of plants, because I cannot do cucumbers or like zucchini or squash because of that bug that's in the ground around here. That dude gets it every time, so I'm going to try. I think I'm going to do that tower next year and see if that don't take care of that mess and see if I can't make that work. I got green beans, you know, galore. I did 6 quart jars of canning Saturday. That was 2.5-gallon bags, and that was just in like 5 days of picking. So it went, you know, I'm getting them left and right.
This is doing good. I haven't got anything to come in yet, but we're working on it.
Roger that. Green beans is the only thing that's doing anything right now. I had 1 or 2 little peppers come in. You had a couple jalapenos show up and a banana pepper. And then I think we've gotten 1 green bell pepper out of there. There's a couple hanging out there that are trying to grow. And then we got 2 tomatoes that we were able to use. Other than that, that's it. Green beans is the only thing rocking right now. Yeah.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Trying to wake up. How about you?
Just trying to get to work early. Y'all are on my perfect subject, food and gardening.
that? You got a garden going right now?
It's not huge, but it's got some stuff going in it. My wife's telling me yesterday the corn finally started getting a little ends on them, so I'm ready for that.
Corn, I hadn't done that yet. Man, I love fresh corn. Oh, man.
Variety. First time I ever did it, it didn't turn out, but wind blew it down last year. So this year I got them staked up with some bamboo stalks.
Trays and peaches and cream corn.
How about that? I forgot to look it up.
Next year. Sorry about that. KK4BOT. I got texting me about work. Oh, man. About to pull up anyway. I've really enjoyed learning on the garden stuff over the past couple of years. I'm going to try some. I was telling Andrew that I found this garden tower thing that a friend of mine has that looks to be promising for me trying to grow some zucchini and squash and cucumbers and stuff to keep this stuff out of the regular ground and keep some of the bugs out of that thing, but I'll probably give that a go next year.
So now how does it work? Do they grow up on the tower, or do you plant them in the tower?
In the tower, and that thing has got, it's just this big rotating tower. It's got ball bearings and everything so that you can spin it around, make sure everything gets even sun and that kind of stuff. But down through the middle of that thing is a composting tube, and it keeps, you put your kitchen scraps and stuff down in there. You put your worms down in there, and they can crawl throughout the entire garden, that tower assembly. So whoever designed it had their thinking cap on. Like I said, a friend of mine's got one, and I think they've had it for just a couple years now, and it's done really well for them, but it really helps out when you're lacking on space.
Interesting. I'd have to look into that.
All that it's called is the garden tower. I think that's actually what the thing is called. If you Google that, it'll come up. But I'm rolling up, so I'm going to hop out of here. Dan, it's good to hear you today. I hope you guys have a fantastic day today, and hopefully we'll catch back up tomorrow. So 7-3s to you, KK4POT.
It's nice to catch you on the radio again, KO4CS. How's it going this morning?
Far so good, I can't complain.
How are you?
5%, 9% of my customers are throws.
I figure you might not have to do it since it was supposed to be a nice day today.
As far as I did, I don't have to tie the bag on top of it.
So I was off this weekend, I thought, man, it's supposed to be, my wife told me Saturday it's supposed to be free. I didn't no more get out in the pool maybe an hour, hour and a half. Freaking clouds come rolling in from that tropical depression.
Like mine.
That morning, me and my wife were drinking coffee. I mean, it was pretty. We enjoyed that. And I was like, all right, 12 o'clock, I jumped in the pool. It wasn't no more than an hour, hour and a half later. I'm like, God almighty.
There's heavy downpours over this way.
Rain gauge said I know I got over 2 inches of rain. I don't know how much more beyond that because I didn't check it again, but yeah, it was saying over 2 inches from Saturday night. So I guess Sunday morning, that's whenever it started registering for yesterday. But yeah, it was over 2 inches.
The rain. I'm surprised I hadn't found a bunch of trees laying across the road.
And wind, it is surprising.
Not a wind, but I know we had a lot of rain.
Here and there, but I don't know what its max got up to or anything like that.
Real windy, it still wouldn't blow me away. It it might knock me down, roll me across the ground like a ball, but other than that.
Who's that? Same here. Go.
Tried, and I cannot keep that stuff in my head.
The same way. I still haven't give up yet. But, I guess my kids, but I had it on my wish list. It's a, I guess, side swiper, if you want to call it that. Cootie or bug or whatever. I don't know the proper terminology for it. It's a single battle, but they got me that yesterday with a nice heavy bass. So I practiced a little bit with that yesterday.
Turn the secret, let me know. I've been told you do it like a rhythm.
A good thing about it, because I tried to straight key first, and, you know, it was fun, but it's rough. And this one will actually, depending on how I set my radio to a bug or paddle, it'll either do the DAWs, it'll keep it as long as you hold the key, or it'll do it a perfectly spaced DAW, and the bits are always, you know, the real short. It'll just keep doing them until you let off of it.
Somewhere. And I'm thinking I'm correct on it. It's been a long time. But there's a computer program where you just type out what you want to say and then hit the enter button and it sends it out in Morse code for you.
I know there's a couple of them, which I use Ham Radio Deluxe, and it'll send Morse code. I don't play that'd be cheating. Plus the fact that it doesn't quite do a great job decoding people. You know, it could probably do a great job with computers, but, you know, unless I listen to, like, W1AW, something like that, where it's really, really well done Morse code, it has a hard time decoding.
Base radio, this guy programmed it where it'll decode Morse code. But I've never tried it.
Maybe depending on how well the other person's in. KO4CF.
Pete, I tell you, my Mars code, I might get one word an hour.
Hey, Matt, I've thought about doing Long Island CW something, I can't remember the name of it, but I don't know if I can just stick to a class, because they got to meet up on Zoom and everything else, and I don't know that I got the time to do that, consistently when I'm supposed to.
Greenville teaches Morse code, along with W4 Echo Echo Yokohama, as he says, but he is a retired radio officer for merchant ship, and he teaches Morse code over there in Greenville, over at Red Cross. Ken went to the other guy's classes and stuff. He could tell you more about it.
I mean, since there's no requirement for it now, I at least want to get that. I'd like to be at least, I could do 5 words a minute, maybe 10 words a minute, but I don't know. I'm like you. It's a struggle to get her done, and then to consistently practice a lot. It takes a lot of work. Contacts or anything over the radio this weekend?
In contact at all. I listened a good bit, but I tell you, the band, it just seemed like it was just too much background noise, so I just listened.
20 meters one day, and couldn't hardly pull many signals out. And then when I got my bug yesterday, I played around with it. But yeah, it didn't seem like it was going too well.
Again, if I remember correctly, it's field day. So we'll be busy, and Tomcat with diarrhea.
I'm looking forward to it once I get off work Saturday.
Up a go box, so you can hide in the corner and work it.
You'll see me lugging my backpack with my radio and stuff in the work.
Whatever works.
car for this weekend.
Book myself, because rules change sometimes from year to year.
I do know is they left the, what is it, the home category or whatnot this year just because of COVID. So I think last year was the first year they allowed people to do it from home.
Possible.
Kind of me of like the way they did it for the winter field day where you basically got your home category, I guess your portable and all that good stuff.
I could get my old Tempo 1 out and my old tube tight and let her warm up real good for about an hour and then sit on the front porch and let that be my field day.
Coffee started, you go ahead and get it warming up.
I hadn't cranked that radio up over a year. I need to crank it up and let it warm up. But that old radio will put 180 watts out by herself barefoot.
That's pretty awesome.
Made by Yaesu. It's actually a F-101. Sold under the name Henry Tempo 1 in the U.S., sold under the name Summer Camp in Europe, and of course it had the regular name in Japan, but the radios in Japan were only allowed 25 watts.
And the different regulations affect how they build the radios out.
I love that old radio. She did me an excellent job when I had her. And of course, she's a tight. You got to keep your hands on the dial for the first half hour until she gets good and hot because she's going drift. After about 30 minutes, she gets good and hot. You couldn't knock her off frequency.
That's when it takes an art form to talk on the radio.
Skill I learned on. Wired me up a D-104 amplified mic part, and she did the walking and the talking.
Cool there. Well, Ed, I am pulled up in the parking lot, so I'm here early. I need to head on in and start getting ready for that Monday morning meeting. So I hope you have a great day. Hope you enjoy your cup of coffee when you get home, and be safe while you're out there on the road. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Get in, don't work too hard. Hopefully catch you in the morning. And I know it's supposed to be a pretty day all day today, so when you get home, go jump in the swimming pool. So 7-3 KM4 and AP clear.